And then maybe as an introduction, I want to place on record that the term for the ad hoc committee expires on Friday. Last time when it was extended until the 23rd November. And then Parliament is running tomorrow. And you recall that the purpose of or what is outstanding was to deliberate on this regulation relating to the judicial service commission, regulation for registerable interest. And then also just as a recap, you remember that we have had some public hearings, some submissions and denials. And there are, I would say contentious issues, namely, those contentious issues will be when you look at the regulation number two, insofar as this regulation applying to judges who charge from active service, in other words, retired judges, as we loosely refer to them, as well as to acting judges. And lastly, you remember there was a lot of things that was said insofar as immediate family members of the church. Briefly, when I reflect back, those are the issues that were raised during our up so far. Now, it would appear, let me have some comment on this before I tell you that we seem to be having some challenges so far as the quorum is concerned. And let me put a specific question. Do you think, having listened to what I said, are we in a position to finalize our deliberation today and maybe by tomorrow ask the National Assembly to relax the rules so as to enable us to submit a report. Any, I've noted Honorable Debray, any person else? Honorable Smith, Honorable Debray as number one.
Chair, thanks, yes. I don't think we are in a position. I mean, if you take the issue of registrable interests, I am quite sympathetic to the points that Judge Nwepe raised regarding the problem of acting judges. And in my own mind, there were, and that was basically to recap that we had a difficulty finding acting judges, and if they now had to disclose everything, it would make it more difficult. And in my own mind, at the time, I thought there were devices that we could come up with to deal with the problem to deal with that. Something like to the effect of, okay, acting judges don't have to disclose, but they must, if there's a dispute or a claim of a conflict of interest, then the JP is empowered to investigate the matter. You know, something like that. We've also, this has got to be approved by both houses, so we've also got to check with the NCOP. I think they've been caught up with too many other things. So I don't know, we're in a position to finalize today, just with that as an example. And then we've got the problem that they were the fuss they were kicking up our immediate family, and the admission from Parliament side, from the former chair of the Ethics Committee, that, yeah, actually you couldn't quite force immediate family. My point would be, and I've got to unfortunately leave to attend another meeting, I don't think you'll be in a position to finalise today for the more work that we've got to do and the fact that we've got to get it checked by the NCOP first so that we both adopt the same code.
Mr. Chair, I agree wholeheartedly. I don't think it's fair on the process of procedure to inform members of this committee the day before that we're going to deal a matter on which principally the judges were here and approach the committee. The issues weren't basically the code of conduct. The issue was basically the redistributable interest that they have to declare and all these funds. So from my point of view, Mr. Chair, I'd rather have this matter ventilated more properly and take a considered approach than having rushed through Parliament by tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Chair, I agree with the two speakers and would confirm that by quoting an Afrikaans idiom, I said I want to pronounce it. Thank you.
Any opposition? It seems we are unanimous, really, honestly speaking. This the amount of work that needs to be done cannot be financially. Officials are here. And then maybe I would say the comment will be with the House of the SMD extended. And then in the meantime, I would say therefore maybe the officials will be present to take into consideration what has been raised and see whether it is possible to come to some terms about this very consistent issue. And then, okay, Mr. Kilang.
Mr. Chair, I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you, but maybe please an opportunity. I mean, just briefly, the fact that the distributed document today, it said in the right hand corner, as I said, 21 November 2012. If you would like, I can just very quickly, it will take me 2 minutes, explain to the members what this is about, Chair. Chair, members will recall that from the previous meetings, it was agreed that there were some draft regulations in the original draft that did not belong here. Those regulations that doesn't require the approval or amendment, etc., of Parliament. So they've been removed that relates to that list of persons to serve on tribunals and the miscellaneous matters. In fact, those regulations have now already been promulgated. So it's been removed. I've indicated in several records involved. I must apologize on the first page that item 4 at the bottom, nomination of persons to serve on tribunal. It must also be deleted, but I will send out to Mr. Romano an updated version of this. Then, Chair, the only other aspect I'd like to draw attention to, which members can at their leisure consider, if you look at page 7, members already referred to the fact that this is one of the controversial aspects of the regulation. I've just started an option in respect of Part 4. Part 4 relates to the interests of immediate family members to be declared by judges. And really, this is just an option. I'm sure that there are many other options. All I'm suggesting there is that one can say that in respect of judges to start an active service, not no reporting at all. When it comes to family members, in respect of acting judges, no reporting at all. And in respect of judges in active service, possibly the only issue that they could be expected to report on is the shared financial interest of partners and the directorship of business interest. But as I said, there's a legion of options here. That is just very basically what this document is all about. I will, after the day, just clean it up and give an updated copy to Mr. Romano, and then I suggest that can serve for future meetings as a basis to work on.
Thank you.
If
you want as expressed by Mr. Lange, does it still need us to ask for an extension until next year, or does it change the view that has been expressed,
Mr. Chair? I think there are two arguments to these situations, and I think if we tend to pause them, maybe it's in early way, but without proper consideration, at least we then go through the motion, we debate them, and I understand that a crux of the issues have been removed, but would still warrant a proper discussion and debate to see whether it does need warrants removal, which I tend to agree with. My first knee-jerk reaction would be to agree to it, but let's consider it properly and without undue haste, and then come back and take it step by step, clause by clause, discuss the pros and the cons, and then deal with the matter.
Maybe just to update the current office, Honorable Father Bele. The feeling in the House is that we are unable to finalize the rules by several interest of day, and then because we need sufficient time to deal with the issues which were raised during the public hearings. And then, but because the Last time the term was extended until the 25th of November, which is on Friday. We'll approach the 10A to ask for another extension until next year. Because if there is an overwhelming feeling that we need to apply our minds thoroughly before we approve the extension. Also to liaise with our committee on the National Council of Provinces, so that whenever we find a passport report, we do it simultaneously. Honourable Father Member.
And for when next year do you need time?
It will depend on the programming of the committee. They will have to look at how much time do we need, and then they will have to decide until what time we extend the term of the committee. Can I just say there has been some concern, they raised some concern last time when we expected them that we are still busy with it. At least they were satisfied when we said part of the work that we have been doing, mainly the code, has been finalized, but we are only left with the rules for the rest of the process. Okay, that is so. Let me then say this is the end of the meeting today, and then we'll let you know until when it's extended. And yeah, I'll let you know until when you have this extended. And then, Honourable Smith.
Mr. Chair, I would very much like to, when next JAC meetings have finalized, because every time we ask, then we say next time, so
yes.
I think it's going to be very difficult to classify it all, attending the next JAC meeting we haven't finalized it. So, Mr. Chair, I know there's a meeting on the end of February. So, if anything, by the latest, I think the meeting is on the 28th or the 21st of February.
Yes.
So, by the latest, have that finalized and adopted, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Okay. Then, thank you. The meeting starts here. Okay.
Yeah.
Honourable Smith.
Can I just say? I think the code of conduct was more of an issue with the Judicial Services Commission, and the next full session will be in April, on the 14th of April, the 12th of April. So, I know for the Constitutional, but on the 14th of April, just give us until April when you are in the National Assembly, but we try to finalize it before the 23rd. I don't think it will come up at that meeting. It might come up in April.
Yes, I just want to say this.
No, I just wanted to speak that to the extent that the JSC was interested in the financing of the regulations, that has been dealt with. Because we have distinguished the two. They wanted to get, they were interested in the revenue finance for the tribunal to speak in terms of nomination. Members of China. And again, the fact that we've spread those regulations from this point and that those have been reformulated, it has cleared the way for the JSC to continue its work in terms of tribunals and compliance arrangement. The only outstanding aspect is the registration traditional interest, and I don't think it will create much cable for the JSC now. But I was thinking that the Chief Justice was already decision and I already moving on the tribunal.
It's a fact that we ask the question now every now and then, how far are we in the completion of it? and the judges have appeared before the committee, so you know, we just need to deal with it.
In fact, I omitted to say also the data for the interest to find out how far we are. Okay, I will go now after this meeting to make the programming committee aware as to where we are. It's very important. Thank you very much for your time. The meeting is adjourned.